dry container, carrying content, going to continent. But the question is, what are the contents in your container?
It is so painful that the people that are dead cannot be forgotten, and the people that are existing are not noticed. A man that carries this fire is a man that sees a need and meets the need and meets the need and provides solution to the need.
The word of God is a fire above. Join Peter and Olawande, pastor of RCCG Living Street Church, Victoria Island, Lagos, for another explosive encounter with God's Word. Stay blessed.
Amen. I want us tonight to raise a heart for Jesus. Thank God we are waiting on the Lord. You cannot wait on God and waste. Men who wait upon the Lord don't waste. They don't waste. They don't waste. And wasting can come in any form. Devil plans that men waste, but if you can wait upon the Lord, you can't just waste. Can I ask somebody in the house tonight, no matter the challenges, it won't waste you. Somebody cannot preach what I'm saying, and your sense in my spirit, no matter what you're passing through, Belen, it cannot waste you. It's just going to fade away. It's a passing through, so I can get your breakthrough. It's just a bend, it's not the end. Oftentimes, when you're joining life, when you get to the bend, you think that's the end of the road, but no, after the bend, the road continues. It's just a bend, it's not the end. Are we ready for God tonight? I want us to lift up our hearts, lift up your hands, lift up your mouth. Say something sweet to Jesus. Say, just keep calling him names. Just say whatever you want to do. Just call him something. Oh, 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 oh. Shabalabadenata. Alado shabananetata. We worship you. Remananashetada. Ah, Lord Jesus. God, give me one song sometimes ago. Just teach us their song. Very simple, two-line song. I worship you this evening. I worship you forever. I worship you this evening. I worship you. So simple. I worship you this evening. I worship you forever. I worship you this evening. I worship you. If you're in your morning, just say, I worship you this morning. If it's afternoon, I worship you forever. I'll worship you. Let him know. Let him know. Let him know. Let him know. Oh, I worship you. I worship you forever. I worship you this evening. I worship you. I worship you. Tamanane shagata. Oh, 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 oh. I want to be this evening. Best time to fellowship with God. It's time when you're waiting. And God has taught me from time now that whatever you do for Him, He do for you. If you lift Him high, you are lifting yourself high. Why? Because my God cannot be higher. He's already high. My God cannot be bigger. He's already big. He cannot be thicker. He's already thick. So when I say I lift you high, I'm lifting myself high, closer to Him. When you praise God, what you do is that you are lifting yourself to a standard, because God cannot be bigger. They call Him unchangeable changer. He can't change. He can't change. My praise cannot change Him. My praise cannot increase Him. Rather, it increases me. We're going to pray tonight, but I just want us to just come to God with a heart. I want to just praise God, just lift Him, just lift Him. Can you create an altar for Him in your heart? Even if you want to sit down on the floor, if you want to roll, if you want to kneel, just express this love to Him. Shabadede manana yana matata tadela batanat. I lift you high.
Jesus, I was with you this evening. I was with you this evening. I was with you forever. I was with you this evening. I was with you. I was with you. Yes. Palata yagada. I'll wait on you this evening. for sight. I wait on you for lifting. I wait on you to touch me. I wait on you to touch me. I'll be coming your table to die. I wait on you. Wait on you. Wait on you. Wait on you. I wait on you. Oh. Amen. That scripture says. Can we open Isaiah chapter 40? Manadesha na neshata. I wait on you. I wait on you. Oh, there is a strong body in my heart tonight. We're going to start from verse 28. Isaiah 40, we're going to start from verse 28. I wait on you. Why should I wait? He said, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not? God cannot faint. Neither is weary. These two characters is not common to God. He cannot fail. He can never be weary. God cannot faint financially. He cannot faint edgewisely. No. He can never be weary economically. He said, as thou not know, that the kind of God you serve carries capacity enough that there is no space for weakness. In the God I serve, there is no location in him called weariness. In the God we serve, there is no location in him called fainting. There is no capacity to faint in him, but look at openness. But what? He giveth power to the faint. You cannot be in the pit. I want to pull men from the pit. You cannot be sick. I want to heal the sick. Why? Because God does not faint. He carries ability to give power to those that faint. Meaning, men can faint. God don't faint. If all of us are fainting, who is different? You are going to wait on him tonight. Because the secret to come out of fainting, you are going to the software. It's a software. But them that have no might, he increases their strength. Even the youth shall faint. That is normal. Who is a faint? He said, even the youth that is in our, is a system provider called fainting. There is a location in us that provides us ability to faint. But the God we serve does not faint. Somebody say, doesn't faint. Shout, it doesn't faint. But I can faint. He said, even the youth, not me, shall.
Oh my God.
He said, even the young person shall faint. But God doesn't faint. And the young men shall fall, not just fall, utterly. Young man, there is no man. That you are young man, you is no man. But remember where we started from. He said, this God does not faint, and that God will be born his own. He gives strength to those that faint.
But the one trying to tell us the technology, how do God give strength to those that faint? He said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their fainting strength. I wait on you this evening. I wait on you forever. I'll wait on you this evening. I wait on you. How many of you are waiting on God tonight? Say, Lord, I wait.
I know I am fainting. Or maybe my finances is going down. I'm waiting.
I'll wait on you this evening. I'll wait on you.
The doors that wait upon the Lord shall renew the strength. They shall mount with wings like eagles. They shall run. They shall not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Remember two scriptures. God cannot faint. God cannot be weary. Meaning, in case God is running, there is strength to continue running. In case God is walking, there is strength to continue walking. But in our own case, when we walk, we break down. In case we run, we break down the more. So it doesn't matter how far you go, there is a breaking down provision. But God is saying that this provision is not normal. So you need to activate a higher provision called God. And how do you activate it? By waiting. Because waiting is a secret, not a waste. Those that faint on the road, they fall. He said, young men shall utterly fall. If you fall, you are failing. If you have failed, that is the end. But God is saying, activate a sixth step called waiting. Because when you wait on me, instead of you to fall, I will give you strength to mount up with wings like eagles. That is when men are walking, you are swearing. Remember, standing tall. The strategy to stand tall is to use the wings of the spirit. Why? Because the eagle is always above all animals. The eagles always ride on the storm. So for you to stand tall here, you don't have to run like men because there is fainting running. You don't have to walk because there is falling running. But come, wait, and let me give you the wings so you can soar. When others are walking, when others are swallowing, running, you are swallowing, not by your...
Oh, man,
wait.
You know what I noticed about eagles? Eagles don't flap their wings. They ride on the storms. They ride on the storms.
Eagle will look for the storm. Understanding. Vision. They will look for the storm. They have vision. They will understand where the wind is coming from. And they will wait for the wind to carry them. They will just soar. They don't fly, they soar. So God is saying, wait, let me make you an eagle-rated person. When men are running and they are fainting, you don't struggle. Why are you like to use your leg? You don't need to apply speed. No, I am your speed. Because when you are swearing, it is the wind that is carrying you. You don't need to try to run. If you are walking, you are using your leg. If you are running, you are using your hand and your leg. Energy. God said, quit using your energy. Take my strength. Quit using your energy. Take my strength. Let me be the one running the race for you. You just...
Oh my, yeah, da, da, da.
But funniest thing about eagles is this. The beauty of eagles don't come out of the storm. So why are you sick? You are sick because God wants to show a right. Why are you weak? God is about to show a right. Because it thrives on storms. When you wait, you mount up with wings like eagles. And you begin to ride on storms. Eagles don't ride until there is a storm. I've come to announce to you tonight, waiting is a software. Oh, I wait on you this evening.
Wait on you.
Lift up your hands, say, God, I will wait. I'm not rushing anywhere. I'm not using my energy again. I want to take your energy. Your energy, divine energy. This is the way to stand tall. This is the way to stand tall. When men are casting down, there is a lifting up. Why? It is a lifting up because your wings is the one carrying you. You are not the one doing anything, he's the one doing it. He's ready to carry you tonight. I wait tonight. Say, Lord, I will wait. I will wait.
journey of waiting. Waiting does not mean sitting down useless. You're not going to sit down. God is coming. You are foolish. No. What do you do when you wait? You engage mysteries. Say, let me wait. No, this is not waiting. This is wasting. To wait on God means to depend on God. How? Provoking God by his word. He said, come with me with words. How do I wait? Father, you said this by this. What is happening here? He said, okay, that is how you wait on God. You don't wait for God. Those that wait upon, not those that wait for. This waiting is not talking. Check the scripture. Those that wait upon, not those that wait for. You don't wait for God. So to wait on God means to trust God. Means to, instead of you trying to come out of that challenge by yourself, wait upon him. Trust him to help you out by applying mysteries to come out. There are keys that open doors. What is the key to come out of financial challenge? To wait on God means to search the scripture, to look for the key for that challenge and apply that mystery. You quit your energy. You quit your brain. Don't be sensual, be spiritual. A lot of us are sensual. I wait on you this evening. I wait on you. Say, Lord, I will wait. Say, Lord, I will wait. Say, Lord, I wait on you. I wait. I quit my strength, I take your strength. I quit my energy, I take your energy. I take divine energies. I take divine energies. Let the dinana yakata yakatata. Regadakatiasa. Redon laka yakatakasa. Red to selika katasa. Regadakamaha. Regadakata parinanasa. Let Susananasa. Lekati manata. Rentus cabalicata. Regalakatakata. Detosizani taluanita. Yakalakatinanasata. I'll wait on you. I'll wait on you. I'll wait on you. I'll wait on you. Somebody talk to God. I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna wait on you. Shatta labadasha. Shatta labadasha. Reketabala. I'll wait on you. I'll wait on you. I'll wait on you. I'll wait on you. Oh God, I'll wait on you. Shakadikadada. Retwala kwata. Shakalakalakada. Shatta minanacha. I'll wait on you. I'll wait on you. I'll wait on you. Oh God, I take your strength. I take your strength. I take your strength. Le tu paradisa. I take your strength. I'm waiting. You will solve this problem, oh God. I'm waiting. Amen. We are fasting for how many days? 21. What? Take this day what? Imagine after 21 days nothing happened. Is that a hunger strike? You would have been going to Domino Pizza. You have been to Domino's and eat pizza. You have been going to Domino's every day. Go to Cold Stone. Enjoy. Eat pizza every day. Why will I wait for 21 days and no result? Ah, yeah. You didn't actually wait. You were wasting time. God has never denied any waiter. No. Ask Daniel. Ask Jesus. Check the scripture. Ask Moses. He waited 40 days. He came back with the testament. Jesus waited 40 days. He came back with the power of the Spirit. Daniel waited 40 days. 21 days, what happened? They were liberated from Babylon. Everybody that waited, they got something. Will this be a waste? Yeah. Oftentimes we wait, we say we are fasting, I'm waiting. Now lie.
A fasting you do without prayer is useless. A fasting without the word is useless. How do I wait? I wait upon the Lord. How? By waiting on the scripture. If I were you, each day of these 21 days will have a scripture focus. I will dig it. Now I'm doing a study. I'm doing a study on something. I started waiting on the Lord for 3 days now. Not food fast, so word fast. Word fast. Word and tongues fast. You can do any kind of fast. I'm praying to God on a particular subject. I gather all the scriptures addressing that issue. Every day, 50 scriptures addressing this issue. I'll be eating it. Praying tongues on one issue. One hour. So in the morning, 1 hour, in the afternoon, sometimes in the night. God, this issue. He doesn't have to wait. You are waiting strategically. Don't just waste 21 days. Let a day have focus. Amen. That's how to wait. God, I want to come out of there. Show me the secret. He will push you out of death. Waiting on him show, means he will show you a secret to come out. Guess what? This is the third day. As I sat with the scripture, I saw the word. The word jumped at me and said, yeah, this thing has been the scripture before. Where have you been? I didn't wait. I was searching. God, show me the mystery. What is the pattern? How do I come out of this? How do I get this settled? And I saw the scripture and solution. The waiting is strategic. The scripture says, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of his earth, fainted not. Why? He knew the mystery. Neither is he weary. How? There is no searching of his understanding. It is his understanding that makes him outstanding. It is the understanding of God that makes him outstanding. And also, for you to stand tall in this season, you need understanding. Show me an understanding man, I will show you an outstanding man. What is the understanding? He said, he giveth power to the faith. Only a man that knows can make somebody known. He giveth power. How is he giving power? There is no fainting in me. I can release ability not to faint. I told people in our church, I said, this is not the pulpit. This is what? This, what is this? Glass. Steel. Nothing more. The case is to sell akara. They choose you to sell akara. Akara, akara, akara. And they display it. Ah, which one is this one again? Akara, they choose you. They will buy. So, standing here does not make this a pulpit. You are the pulpit. If you divide pit to two, it's pool and pit. Meaning, pull people out of the pit. So, who is the pulpit? The person that is pulling somebody out. Somebody can be here and putting you in the pit. Bondage, irrational teachings. He can be from here putting you in the pit again. So, what am I saying? It takes understanding to stand tall. So, I'm not just standing here. In your respective locations, are you pulling somebody out? But you can't be in the pit. I want to pull me out. Have you seen somebody inside the river, inside the well before? You have to put your hand inside like this, right? And the person will stretch forth his hand, but you are there together. You want to pull what? You are going down. So God said, God give him power because he's not there. He doesn't faint. So now you are going to wait on God. How do you wait? I want all of you to look for all the challenges in your life. Which one? Can you locate a scripture in 5 minutes that addresses that issue? We are going to sit on that scripture. That's what we're going to do for 1 hour today. I don't care. We are going to look for a scripture. Whatever it is you are trusting God for this season. today. Can you look? If you don't know, you can tell me, Pastor, it's finance. I'll give you a scripture. You will wait on that scripture. Believe the scripture. And declare the scripture until your result comes. Can we do that? We will sing that song again while you search for that scripture. In case you don't know, look for Google. Believers need to learn these things. Can we do it up this evening? Amen. Anybody need help? You need help? You need a scripture? You have any issue you're looking for a scripture for that I can help you with? I can give you one. You need a scripture? Anybody? Don't be ashamed. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. What is the challenge? Anybody asking for a scripture? Okay. On what? Academic excellence. Okay. The Bible says, and God gave Daniel excellent spirit. And Daniel was 10 times better than his peers. Yeah? Daniel was 10 times better than his peers. You pray for Daniel's spirit, the excellent spirit. Father, your word said, and Daniel was 10 times better than his friends because an excellent spirit is upon him. That's how to place the man of excellence. Do you understand that? Any other person? Okay. Direction. Okay. Direction. Proverbs 16:1-3. Commit your ways to the Lord. He said, the thought of the heart are for man, and God directed the steps of man. Oh, shut up. Any other person? I was a building. Have you seen it? Proverbs 16:3. What was it? 16. Daniel 6:3. Sir. Ross, academic excellence. Daniel chapter 6. Verse 3. Proverbs 16. You have not seen it? Network. You don't have, you can't read your Bible. And then I'm pressing again. We are going to be sitting on these scriptures today. This is the way to stand tall. See, have you seen it? He said, verse 1 says, the preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord's way is plain. Verse 3, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Commit what you are doing to God. This is what I want to do. He will direct it. The scripture also says that trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your understanding, in all your ways acknowledge. He will do what? Direct your path. Do you know where that one is? Do you see in my Bible? Okay. Hey, that person. Are we good to go? Do you all have the scriptures now? We're going to be sitting on the scriptures. Where's your own Bible, sir? I'm going to be sitting on the scriptures. Do you know what? Do you know the scripture you want to use? Eh? What are you trusting God for? Divine wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So, Father, give me fear to get wisdom. The fear that produces wisdom in my heart. And say, number 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. Christ is our wisdom. Said Christ was made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification. So you're going to use that. Father, Christ is the wisdom. I can't carry Christ and be foolish. I receive wisdom. Any other person? I'll wait on you this evening. I'll wait on you forever. I'll wait on you this evening. I'll wait on you. Thank you.
Rakatabarashakatas. Erabosata. Rakatabarasa. Lekatabosata. Rabatabarasa. Rekatagadas. Rekatagas. Rekatabas. Hey, Lord Jesus. Masakatabalabas. Rekatabananasa. Rekatagadas. Rekatagas. Rekatagas. Lebobobos. Rekatabas. Rekatagas. Rekatagadas. Rekatagadas. Rekatabos. Rekatagadas. Rekatagas. Rekatagas. Emanazizotananasta. Oh Jesus, Lekatagadas. Ah, Kumanaka Yagas. Makafalava. Okay. Amen. Anybody with direction again, we can look John chapter 6, verse 6. Direction. John chapter 6, verse 6. Say, and Jesus knew what to do. Father, I will know what to do. John 6, 6. Makapalamash. Have you seen that scripture? John 6, 6. Have you seen that one? Read it. He himself knew what he would do. That is direction, purpose. I know what to do. So if I'm going to wait on God on that scripture tonight, Father, Lord, you know what to do. I know what to do. I refuse to be confused. I know what to do. This is how to wait on God. And I say, receive him. You will know. It doesn't work like that. You have to know it. I'm just going to begin to bless you. No, that's not the way to get it. Is everybody okay with the scriptures? Any other person that need help? Relationship? So they don't want to say that one. Anybody that wants to get married, you need a scripture. Anybody that wants to get married, you need a scripture. Do you need one? You know, I was sharing with some sisters and praying for how to pray for their future partner. They were like, we have not seen it like this before. The scripture says, James chapter 2, it is not good for a man to be alone. I will make an helpmeet for him. Right? The word that epic means suitable, complementary, and adaptable. Guests should not be praying. Ladies should not be praying. Father, show me the will of God. That's the wrong prayer. What do you say to the Bible? Father, who am I supposed to help? I will make an helpmeet for him. That means I'm supposed to be an helpmeet to somebody. Father, the person I'm supposed to help, let us meet. Understanding prayers. Bible says you pray and you receive no why because you pray amiss. Ah, Father, show me your will. Which will? My will is in my word. My will is in my word. And what did God do? God, why? Adam was walking in the garden. He needed an helper. There is a man that has something you are supposed to help. Father, link us together. I remember when Adam met Eve, Adam did not dream. He said, this is now. When Rebecca saw Isaac, he said, he came down from the horse. How says he alighted and asked the servant, who is this man? He's Boshava. Who is that man? And the servant covered his face. And the guy took him to his mother's room. That is, come and take the place of my mother. How did he know? To connect unto the dear. Can we press tonight? We're going to do this for like 30 minutes. You're going to be praying the Holy Ghost. You're going to be reading that scripture and praying. You will read. Eh? Which scripture are you looking for? Eh? Loneliness. You are lonely. It is not good for a man to be alone. Because why? Whether you are a male or female, you are a man. Woman. The Greek word there is Isha. A man with a womb. That's what makes you a woman. Father, your word is not good for me to be alone. I am not lonely. Number two, the comforter. Said, okay. I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you a comforter. John chapter 16, verse 13. I will not leave you comfortless. Father, I'm not supposed to be an orphan. I receive comfort. John 16, 13. Check that scripture. Any other person? We are going to press tonight in the Holy Ghost.
on that, on these scriptures. This is how to wait on God. They say, I'm waiting. No scripture. No, that's not to wait. You can't be waiting in the vacuum. You can't just be shouting in vain. Bible says, come to me with words. I think Hosea chapter 12, verse 13 or 14. Say, come, let's check that scripture.
Oh, I wait on you this evening. I wait on you forever. I wait on you this evening. I wait on you. I wait on you this evening. I wait on you forever. I wait on you this evening. I wait on you. Come on, Ashat. I wait on you this evening. I'll wait on you forever. I'll wait on you this evening. I wait on you, Shakatabash. I wait on you this evening. I'll wait on you forever. I wait on you this evening. I'll wait on you.
Lift up your hands, say, God, I wait tonight. I wait tonight. I wait, I wait, I wait, I wait, I wait, I wait, I wait tonight. Oh God, I will wait on you. I wait on you tonight. I wait on you tonight. I wait on you tonight. Shaka yagadabashata. Regadagadesh. 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 Labanabashata. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Hosea 14:2. Hosea 14:2. Nakabalashananasha. This is how to pray. This is how to pray. Don't just come to prayer meetings without understanding. I'm sorry. I know you might be feeling like shaking your head by now. But if you pray 10 minutes with understanding, it's better than 2 hours without understanding. Hosea 14:2. You can keep that place you want to use to pray, but let's check this. I'll just do it together. I want to go. If you're there, say, praise God. If you're not there, say, wait for me. Some of us don't know where Hosea is. We are not ready before. Hosea is before Joel.
Hosea, Joel.
Can we check it? Now, want to go. Take with you. Take with you what? And do what? Say unto him. What do you go to God with? With yes? What do you go? You go with words. It is written. No wonder when devil came to meet Jesus, what did he say? It is written. He didn't say what he's feeling. What is written is bigger than what is happening. When something is happening to you, don't cry. Look for what is written. What is written is bigger, deeper, stronger, mightier than what is happening. You are feeling you are lonely. Look for what is written. This scripture carries the pictures of your future. I have been praying, God, answer me this. This may be a pastor. What's up now? This one. I don't know. It's nothing's coming. Something's not. I thought to myself, I'm foolish. Lock myself up in the room, search the scriptures, and I found it. And very soon, the answer will be everywhere. Look at what I'm saying. Bishop Oedipo cuts the word. How not to be poor from the scripture. Your word is your word. Somebody asked me, how do you know you want to be a full-time minister? I said, God, I know I'm going to do full-time, but there is no word. And one day, I stumbled on the scripture, Luke 1:57. If you read it, you won't see it. It's my own word. You won't see it. Luke 1:57. He said, when Elizabeth full time came to be delivered, she birthed a son.
Ah, see, that word full time in that scripture jump at me.
That's the only place in the Bible where they use full time for delivery. Others, when that time came, God answered to me, it is full time service for me, for you to birth sons.
Ah,
I told my mate when I was in school, I told them, I said, one day I was just reading scripture, Matthew 9, verse 5, and Jesus went about all Galilee, preaching their synagogue and teaching the gospel of the kingdom, in the man of sickness and disease among them, delivering the oppressed, right? And I said, yes, I have PhD. Say, would you also talk with you? You have never been the best. Say, PhD. Say, well, preaching healing and deliverance. They say, ah, pastor, you have come again. Guess what? I'm a doctor. I must say, I won't go to school. I'm starting my MSc in January. I'll still do PhD, but I have the one before I have that one. What is the word you have found? This is how to wait on God. You can't, don't come to God with words. Don't go to pray until you have found the scripture. It's called prayer preparation. You have to prepare for prayers. They don't teach us this one in church. They say pray. No, you prepare to pray. I want to pray by 9. I'm searching the scripture to pray with. Am I confusing somebody here? Am I blessing somebody? Are you having understanding?
From today, before you enter the prayer room, prepare. Father, what scriptures are we using for this mystery?
Because God says, I honor my word more than what?
In Jesus' name,
Ironi.
Say, it is written.
Only okay. This and this, okay. Angel, please go and respond. Somebody is shouting Jesus' name. Somebody is shouting the word. Who will he respond to?
I honor my word more than that name.
Are we ready to pray tonight? Are we ready to pray tonight?
Hosea 14:2. Make it your scripture. Come with me. Take on. Nobody take. Meaning be. Take unto you what? Words. That is, you have to harm. You have to harm yourself to come to the altar.
Oh, I wait on you this evening. I wait on you forever. I wait on you this evening. I'll wait on you. I'll wait on you.
Wait on you this evening. I wait on you forever. I wait on you this evening. I wait on you.
When God gave this song, I didn't understand, but I'm beginning to understand it tonight. Are we ready tonight? I'm waiting on you. Lift up right and say, Father, I'm going to wait tonight. I'm waiting upon you tonight. With speed. Those that wait, you give them strength. Those that wait, you renew their strength. Those that wait, they bolt up with wings like eagle. I wait on you tonight. 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 Shakayakata badasha. Let the pakatakata. Zise pelaninasha. Le korabayakadasha. Zetuna nana 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 na. Lekadakadakadakadakadasha. Lekadakadakadakadasha. 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 Amen. If you are a brother here, you are trusting God for a future partner. Raise up your hand. You are trusting God. Okay. Any other person? I want to teach you how to pray. You too, sir. Thank you. Any other person? Okay. I used to pray before. Father, show me your will for my life. So when God did not answer me after several prayers, I didn't dream. I didn't say, God, isn't that this prayer is wrong? So I was troubled. I wonder what is the mystery? And I stumbled on the scripture. Proverbs 18:22. whosoever findeth a wife. And the word find a job at me. I have to find. I have to find. Okay, as I was thinking, God, how do I find? Proverbs 19:14 now came. He said, riches are inheritance of the father, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. So I have to find, but in the Lord. Are you in church tonight? So what's my prayer? Father, open my eyes to see where I'm finding. Because I'm going to find in the Lord, means amongst your daughters. Right? Now, Genesis now told me, it is not good for a man to be alone. I'll make an enemy for him. Father, let me find the person that is meant to help me. Can you see three scriptures coming together? And since I said, I won't, don't ask me whether God have answered or not. You don't need that one. But are you getting understanding how to pray? Don't just pray. Look for scriptures to pray. The people of the world, they will, have you watched about African Magic now? The Yoruba movie. You see, before they make anything, they say words. This is your own word. This is your word. Present the word. When you know this word, you will rule in your world. It's not a rhyme, it's scripture. That's the truth. And we have your understanding. This is prayer with an is sweet. It's good to pray that kind of prayer. But show me a scripture to pray it. Someone say, every priest of Persia. Say, shut up. Are you in Persia? You are in Agege. Every priest of Agege. Hey! Are you in Persia? Let's bind every prince of Persia in this environment. Persia is in Babylon. In fact, Babylon has collapsed. You are in Bagada. You are binding prince of Persia. There is a prince in Bagada. So when I enter a territory, I ask for the name of the street. All you prince in this environment, your senior brother is here. Disappear. I take over. I walk around the street, I take over. Door open. That's how to have dominion in the spirit. I'll wait on you this evening. I'll wait on you. You go to a school, you just get admission. Before you start looking for a lecturer, bind the prince of that campus. Listen, when the prince bow to you, men will favor you. It is princes that make this hard for men. Remember, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but the Bible what? Principalities and powers, rulers of darkness and wickedness we are. So you need to be in the high place to deal with high things. And where is the high place? You are still with Christ in the heavenly place. Which one is the highest? Far above. So for you to deal with the thing in the sky, go to heaven. You are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Far above the high things. Yeah. Before you beg men, beg God. And missed. Funny enough, sons don't beg, sons take. Children beg, sons take. Baby cry, sons take. It's not by crying, it's by understanding to be outstanding. This is the city of standing tall. To stand tall, you need understanding. What is understanding? Wait. How do I wait? I wait on the word. Can we pray tonight? Are we ready to pray? We'll take that song like twice again. They will not pray. I will not teach you how to pray the prayer. Because you know, the last time I came here, I was talking about praying the Holy Ghost. Someone now say, Pastor, how do I pray the Holy Ghost? And I'm still praying with the word. There's a balance. How do I pray? Just I pray the Holy Ghost. Father, it's called one line prayer. Let me show you a scripture. Matthew 26. I wait on you this evening. Matthew 26 verse 40. I wait on you forever. I wait on you this evening. I wait on you. Matthew 26 verse 40. before this one, can we go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 6? Matthew chapter 6. Let's read Matthew chapter 6, verse. I don't think that's even. Okay. Okay, Matthew 6, 7.
I'll wait on you.
If you are there, say praise God. How many together want to go? Use no what? Oluwase. Vain repetitions. Babajo. Is it deaf? Somebody else pray. Oluwa fun mi ni oyekele. Keke ayokele ni. Keke na be na ayokele. Okada ayokele. Ocha ayokele kele. Somebody shout hallelujah. Don't mind me, I'm enjoying myself. Can we continue? Oh yeah, let's read. They think that they shall be heard with what? Continue. Thank you. That means when I'm praying, God is not expecting me to be shouting and repeating words every time. Is that okay? Now go to Genesis chapter 26. Matthew 26, verse 40. Matthew 26. Makaparados temananaste. Oh Jesus. Matthew 26, verse 40. Let's start from verse 38.
Oh, I'll wait on you.
Look at this scripture closely.
I'll wait on you this evening. I'll wait on you forever. I'll wait on you this evening. I'll wait on you.
38. Who is ready for us? Let's read together. I want to go. Okay. And he went away before that and fell on his face and prayed. How many prayer points? It's just one, right? Then next verse. Boss, how many minutes will he pray? In Matthew 6, 7, what did he tell us? We should not repeat words. And he prayed only one prayer point. Meaning, was he repeating the word for 1 hour? Church, are you with me? He already told us don't repeat words. And he went to pray for many hours. And what was he doing? One prayer point. Go to the next verse. Next verse. He went again. I prayed. How many prayer points again? The same prayer points he was praying before. He's still praying. How many? Continue. Let's continue. You see how many minutes again? The third time. That means that second time is second time. That means how many hours by now? Continue. Third time. The same. He prayed for how many hours? 3 hours. One prayer point. Remember, he told us, don't repeat words. What was he doing? Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass by me. Lako prato shana manasha. Lekata patama yakata basha. Randoski nanasha. Oh God, this cup. Leka panana shata. Rezuza palega parena yagaba. 1 hour. Went back again. Oh God, this cup. Ah. let this cup pass over me, but your will be done. Are you having understanding? Do you understand this? Praise God. So now, if you want to pray your own prayer, pattern of Jesus, read the scripture. Father, I'm coming. Father, I present this case. This my health challenge is not normal. I'm not supposed to be sick. Why? The scripture says, by your stripes I'm healed. Therefore, sickness out. Leka paranoia. Lekete paranoia. Yakata balabalabasa. Oh God. This is what your word said. He said he sent his word. His word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Therefore, I send your word into my body system. All you stranger, out. Lord, your word already said, you took away my infirmities. You bore my sicknesses. The chastisement of my peace is upon you. Therefore, how can I be carrying the sickness you carried? Therefore, sickness, out in the name of Jesus. Matalabadasha. Oh God, you took 39 lashes. Why will I carry it when you carried it? Is prayer now sweet? Prayer is sweet, oh Lord. I can sit down here 3 hours, 4 hours, sometimes 12 hours. This is how to pray. Very sweet. You will see results fast. After now, go back home. How do our church attendance grow? This is for pastors, not for church members. Our church attendance grew. I saw a scripture, sir. Acts 14:33. Wow, okay. It is Acts 14. Acts 13:44. Have you seen it? Come on together. And the next Sunday, Longebe came what? I said, God, what I'm doing here is the word of God. Let you sit together. Father, I stand on the covenants in this scripture. Because your word is powerful. Your word is quick and powerful. Therefore, let the whole city gather from Lekki, from Maja, from Ikorodu, from Songo, from Abikwa. You can believe it. People come to our church from Abikuta every Sunday. 3 people. From Abikuta to VI. They will come on Saturday night. Come to church. Go back after service. More than 40 persons from Songo. From Ikorodu, like 10. From Aja, like 5. That's how they used to come. It's called compelling power of God. Anakazu. People don't fool this place because this place is AC tight. There are many AC church. Oh, nobody's there. Oh. At least I've been here on Sunday. I saw the people here. And now I want to see my prayer points. Not just Father, send anybody. Father, the people that will support this work. Because I saw in Luke chapter 8 that some certain women were helping Jesus. Father, we are the ones that will lift up the hand of the prophet. Women like Salome, women like Mary Magdalene. Father, send them to lift up my work here. Say, I don't joke with women, because I discover in the scripture it is women that is helping ministry. As for Aquila and Priscilla, ask Paul. He said, Dorcas. Ask Peter, Dorcas. Ask Paul. He was talking about lady. John said, the lady elects that the church is in her house. Men, don't joke with women. No. Can we pray now? Do we have understand? Are you blessed or not tonight? Have I wasted your time? Okay. This is, I want us to pray with understanding. Where do I start from? To stand tall, you must wait. How do I wait? I wait what? On the word. Why? Because you don't wait for God, you wait on God. You wait upon the Lord, not for Makadabasha. I wait on you this evening. I wait on
on you forever. I wait on you this evening. I wait on you. I wait on you.
I wait on you this evening.
I wait on you forever. I wait on you this evening. I wait on you. I wait on you.
I wait on you this evening.
Talk to God, I'm waiting on you tonight. Those that wait on you, you renew really their strength. Father, I wait on you, Lord. Malabashatata. Oh, we wait on you, yeah. I wait, I wait, I wait, I wait. Carry your scripture. Look for a corner. For the next 15 minutes, somebody will stop you. You're going to be praying with me. Don't go anywhere. You're going to be praying to encourage the church. Father, this issue, this is the scripture. And begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Are we ready tonight? Are we ready? Can we go and pray? Can we just pray? Please, can we pray? For the next 15 minutes, let this house be saturated. Let us and present the word. Go to God with words.
Yeah, get on it, to do like a good,
Can you go to God with words in hand? Go to God with words in hand. Present the words. Present the words. Present the words. Yele koko koko. Yele koko koko. Ritotoni na nusa. Ekele katonia. Ekele katonia. Ikuala kuatada. Yeka kaka brenosa. Yadeli anana. Rakase kata katina na asta There's no need to do now. Yakada. Ayatana. Ayatana.
Trumpets in the house of now. Lift those hands to Jesus. Say, Father, thank you. Father, thank you. We worship him. Oh God, I pray for all the prayers you have raised tonight. Father Lord, by two immutable things, by two unstoppable things, by two principles of your word, say, in matter of two or three, the church have established. We stand on your word. We stand on the power in tongues. Therefore, every request here is sorted. Every health challenge is dissolved. Financial challenge, relationship challenges, health challenges, academic challenges, accommodation challenges, admission challenges, whatever challenge, relationship, whatever challenge. Whatever challenge, oh God, you know this challenge, oh God. I stand on your word tonight. By this word, oh God, we declare them dissolved. Father, wherever you can find the loudest amen tonight, Father, start from that place. We have waited on you tonight. We are going to keep waiting. Father, will you please, in your mercies, will you please answer us with speed? Every condition here is crossed. Every condition here is crossed. Lord, as we go to the communion table, communion is the seal. It takes understanding to eat communion. When the children of Israel ate their communion, Moses, and 40 years they were not weary. They took one communion, their shoe did not want, meaning their leg did not go. In case it grew, this the shoe was growing higher. They didn't change shoe. They didn't change dress. For 40 years, how come? That means as they were growing bigger, the clothes is decreasing. By a communion. If communion can affect no living thing, how much more your life? Jesus broke the bread in night and became partaker of him. So anytime you do communion, you are saying, Father, whatever cannot happen to you cannot happen to me. I carry your body. If I drink his blood, whatever cannot infect your blood cannot infect my blood. Why? Because I carry what you carry. Communion is saying intimacy and union with God. As we go to the communion table tonight, whatever Christ cannot take, we cannot take. Whatever Christ cannot be infected, it cannot infect us. Whatever cannot affect Christ cannot affect us. Everything Christ is, we are. Bible says, as he is, so we are. Lift up those hands. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We declare answer to all our prayers in the name of Jesus. I worship you this evening. I worship you forever. I worship you this evening. I worship you. I lift you high this evening. I lift you high forever. I lift you high this evening. I lift you high. I lift you high. This evening, I praise your name this evening. I praise your name forever. I praise your name this evening. I praise your name. I pray this evening. Amen. As I leave here tonight, you see, when God gave me this song, it was in the morning. So I sang in the morning. Any condition you find yourself, just talk to yourself. Maybe something's trying to make you go down. I'll say, it might be in the afternoon. I lift you high this noon, even this night. I lift you high this midnight. Whatever. For the last time, while I'm here, come in on this water. Pastor can try to sing the song again. But just lift up your two hands. Maka paradosh. I love you, Lord, this evening. I love you, Lord, forever. I love you, Lord, this evening. I love you. 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 Can we share the love of God to ourselves? Okay, this is the 14th day. Look for 14 persons. Tell them I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you so much. I love you.
Hallelujah. Can you celebrate, Pastor? Amen. Can you celebrate, Pastor? Say, I love you, Pastor.
Thanks for this opportunity. Let me celebrate, Mama.
No,
I've been waiting to say her. Tell her you love her now. God bless you.
Put your hands together for Jesus. God works every single time at the shelter is that He confirmed the words of His servant and performed the counsel of His messengers. When we were praying before we started, we declared that the heavens were open and we're receiving revelations. And by the time He came up, He spoke God's heart that was in line with what we are praying for. Amen. And that tells me that God is in this house. Somebody with me tonight? God is in this house. And don't doubt the power that God has revealed unto you. One thing ties together Joseph, Daniel, Jesus, and every of the apostles that wrought wonders, and that's the revelation they had. One thing tied them together: the exploit they made, the exploit they performed. Daniel 11:32. Every single one that was strong and did exploit had one thing in common: was revelation. And revelation comes through the insight you get from the word. And that is why, if you look at how it's been happening since the last 3 weeks, from the believer's authority down to today, it's been one singular thing: the words. The words. Last Sunday we still prayed about the theme, standing tall. And we said our word is a tool to create. And we're here tonight to eat unto revelation. And Pastor Daddy I was just telling, like, God, this man don't bust my head. Because when God was speaking clearly to me about the Father, we're eating unto revelation, I was like, God, we're talking about standing tall. He said, standing on the promises of God. The promises of God are revealed. It's not you don't just pick them, they are revealed. And that what makes you stand tall, you're standing on the word. The word that is infallible. It can't fail. So when it is revealed to you, your status changes. Amen. And they behold, and their faces was what? Lightened. So we are here tonight to eat unto revelation. And I want you to just stretch forth your hand to the table and say, Father, this table, I'm tapping into everything that you have. Jesus Christ himself, his coming to being the Word made flesh to dwell among us was God's revelation of how he can connect man to himself. It was a revelation. Say, Father, I enter. I receive the revelation that you have. For me to change my level, to stand tall in every area, spiritually and everywise, I receive by this table tonight, I receive in the name of Jesus Christ. I enter into a new realm of expansive, inexplicable knowledge of the deep things of the kingdom, that which separates me from my peers, that stands me out, that makes me to stand tall. I enter by this connection tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for inviting us over to eat with you, to dine with you. We do not take this for granted at all. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. The blood that atones. The blood that redeems. We thank you for the body of Christ. that which ties us together in union with you. Father, we say, Lord, as we eat tonight, we eat unto revelation. We eat unto the deep mysteries of the kingdom that would open us up to possibilities that will make us to stand tall. In the name of Jesus Christ. You said, concerning your word, command ye me. Father, as we eat the word made flesh, we begin to command things to be. In the name of Jesus Christ. That same night after he had given thanks, Jesus took bread and he broke. And he said, this is my body broken for you. As you eat, as oft as you will, in remembrance of me. In the name of God the Father, and of God the Son, and of God the Holy Spirit. As you get the wine, just hold. We drink together in communion. Same song. I love you, Lord, this evening. Together, like Pastor Daniel said, what cannot affect Christ cannot affect us. What cannot limit Christ cannot limit us. And we are entering into that revelation and taking it everywhere, not just in the things of the spirit. We are taking it everywhere. And as we drink tonight, we drink unto revelations, we drink unto deep insights, we drink unto the power of resurrection. We drink unto standing tall. In the name of God the Father, and of God the Son, as you drink, just burst out in the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Holy Ghost. We are one with Christ. We are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. We enter in. We are tied with God. We are safe from every harm. No sickness, no death, no diseases. Nothing can limit us. Because nothing can limit Christ. Nothing can limit us. Because nothing can stop Christ. Nothing can stop us. Because nothing can slow him down. Nothing can slow us down. We enter. We decree by the words of our mouth. We decree by the words of our mouth. In the name of Jesus. Zabro topo koshata. Irada bako shebele gede dosha. Yebrede bako shota la baga barebo. Jemele bako shoti. We enter in Jesus to a deeper revelation of the things of the kingdom. We see, we know, we hear. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. We see, we know, we hear. We understand by the word. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your word is our light. Your word is our lamp. Your word is our guide. Your word is our director. In the name of Jesus. Because we know you, we know no evil. Because we know you, we know no harm. Because we know you, we know no sickness. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yabalabalabalabagoshata. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. While we're praying, something dropped so strong on my spirit. When a man is to join a cult or whatever it is, they make them eat and drink. And then it requires a stronger or higher authority to break that. But we are seated in the highest places by virtue of our communion. So we are entering into a revelation that is beyond any human comprehension. We are at the highest peak of it. And when you are at the peak of it, what else is above? He is above and above all. Right? And we are now in him by virtue of what we are eating. Father, from today, nothing limits me. Nothing slows me down. See, people, we need to pray with understanding here. As you're praying with the word, you're praying, as you're praying with the spirit, you're praying with the word. We're praying in understanding. That, Father, tonight I begin to operate without limitation. My mind is open. Because you, God, have all the knowledge. You are the custodian of all wisdom. And by reason of this communion, I enter into revelation. The things that has limited me, limits me no more. In the name of Jesus Christ. My mind is open. In the name of Jesus Christ. My mind is open. In the name of Jesus Christ. Rabba Shabba Lagada. The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. And we shall reign forever. And we shall reign forever. My mind is open. My eyes is open. In the name of Jesus. I see, I know, I hear. I see, I know, I hear. In the name of Jesus Christ. Rabba da balabagrosha. Yende de debosha. Ika bosha paragana bosha. Jesus, we give you glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the debokoshata. Rando shaba rada baya bagosha. A scripture dropped in my spirit. Now, I don't know if you have your Bible here. Isaiah 41:10. I'm trying to... Isaiah 41:10. So, you see, when a level of knowledge is opened unto you, sometimes we are so afraid to move. And then he dropped this in my spirit now that we should crown this up with this. Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Can someone read together this night? And please, as you go home, as we are standing tall, eh? Is somebody with me tonight? As we are standing tall, this will be our own shock absorber. Is someone with me? Is our what? Is our shock absorber. He said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. When it is time to begin to operate in this new realm, there will be fear. This is not something normal. I'm walking on uncharted territories. But Isaiah 41:10 serves as your shock absorber. Fear not. Be not dismayed. Yea. Because he has decreed, he has promised to hold us by the right hand of his righteousness. So someone tonight, just give God thanks. Father, I thank you. Because I fear not. I begin to do the things you've brought to my mind, to my spirit. I fear not. I fear not. The revelations you have opened unto me, I begin to move and walk in them to stand tall. I fear not. I fear not. Because you have spoken and I've heard. You have spoken. I have heard. Once have you spoken, twice have we heard. Once have you spoken, twice have we heard that every power belongs to you, and you have decreed you are holding up with your right hand of righteousness. Therefore we know we fear nothing. We fear nothing. We fear nothing in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for the outpouring. Thank you for the outpouring. We glorify your name in Jesus' name. This is just a foretaste of what you have in store for us, 11th to 17th of September. We know that in everything we do, you would show forth a revelation that will make us stand tall and never fall in the name of Jesus Christ. We know we are in you, and because you stand, we stand. Because you soar, we soar. Because you rose, we rise in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Please bring out an offering to God tonight. And let us seal tonight with an offering. As a show of love. No, I've taught us here at the shelter, we are not giving out of compulsion. It's not out of necessity. Is somebody with me? We are not giving out of what? We are giving out of love. Not out of necessity. It is love. Amen? And God is telling us today we are doing amazing things for Him. We are showing the world how Jesus is to be loved. And we are doing that by shining the light bright. Myself and Pastor Dan, we're talking as we're called Pastor Daniel. Sorry, I will get used to it. When we're coming, that we shine by the quantum of light we have on our inside. So if you don't have plenty light, you can't shine. It's by the volume or the quantum of light you have on your inside you can shine. So God has given you abundant. Give abundantly and let Him see your heart and your sacrifice of praise through your offering tonight. In Jesus' name, shall we just bow our head? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the grace and the heart to give. Glory to your name, Lord, in Jesus' name. Accept us. Accept our offering. And let it be used unto your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, for everyone that gives, we ask you, Lord Jesus, you will bless in return. In the name of Jesus Christ. We have shown you that we love you by virtue of our offering. Lord, hide not yourself from us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise the Lord. All right, so as we had spoken about before, we'll be meeting here in church every day going forward, the last lap of the marathon. Amen? So we'll be meeting here every day. So tomorrow we're here, Friday we're here, Saturday we're here, Sunday we'll pray right after the service like we did the last two Sundays. Amen? And then on Monday, the anniversary starts. I'm amazed at the amount of love that people from all over are pouring to us on our social media platforms. And I just opened up my page this morning, the page this morning, I saw people saying, oh wow, congratulations. Plenty of people from everywhere, you know, loving up on the shelter at one. And that's because God has chosen to show forth himself through us. So we're carrying the same grace, we're carrying the same anointing, we're carrying the same power into the coming week. Amen. Please let us continue to pray. And like I said, we'll be breaking bread here, not communion. We'll be breaking bread here every evening. So it's 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. 1 hour we're here, we're praying from tomorrow till Saturday. Sunday we'll pray right after the service. Amen. And then we'll wrap up the fast on Wednesday next week with the general communion service. Amen. God bless you all in Jesus' name. I see Grandpa in the house. You know, when that's my wife's dad and my own father as well. Put your hands together for Jesus. We love you, Dad. Happy to see you. You know, when we talk about revelation, that is an example of a man who caught a revelation. At old age, after many years of being a doctor, after many years of being a successful doctor in Ondo State, Dairo and Dairo Hospital in Akure, after many years, he received the light. See, Eureka! Aha! I saw the light. And that light has taken him around the world in a short time. Places that he probably would not have believed that men, when they see kings and princes, will come to the brightness of your rising. As an example of that. Daddy, you would live long. You will live well. In Jesus' name. Put your hands together for Daddy one more time. Amen. Shall we rise up as we close the service? I'm sure we don't have first timers in the house, because everybody I'm seeing here, I've seen before. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for today's service. Thank you for the presence and the power. Thank you for the anointing upon your son and upon our friend. He's a friend of the shelter. You know, I know that every time we call upon him, he will be here to answer the call to bless our lives. Glory to your name, Lord, in Jesus' name. As we go, Lord, we go with this understanding. We are standing on your word. Your word can never fail. And because you can never fail, we will never fail. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Job 22:29. When men say there's a casting down at the shelter, we say there is a lifting. God bless you. Have a beautiful night. I love you all.
Glory to God for another explosive encounter. Don't be hearers alone, but doers of the word. For prayers, counseling, and inquiries, contact us at danielolawande@gmail.com and social media platforms @DanielOlawande. Stay blessed.